Welcome back to another episode of Brooks Books. It's Brooklyn again, and today I'll be reviewing Breakaway by Alex Morgan, and the featured author is Holly Goldberg Sloan. So this is probably going to be the nerdiest book I'm ever going to review on Brooks Books. So as you guys heard, today's book is Breakaway by Alex Morgan. For those of you who don't know, Alex Morgan is a World Cup and Olympic gold medalist soccer player, and my absolute idol. I'm obsessed with soccer, and when I heard she wrote an autobiography, I had to get my hands on it. So I ordered it from Amazon, and I immediately started reading it once I got it. And I've read it twice now, almost three times, and it's definitely one of my favorite books. So even if you don't enjoy soccer, this is an incredibly inspiring book that you will enjoy. I do have one comment I want to point out. On Apple Podcast comments, Nontaro665 gave me an amazing comment that seriously made my day. They said that they run their own podcast called Spy Central, which I definitely will be checking out. They also said that my podcast is the best kid-run podcast they have ever listened to. So thank you, Nontaro665, for your amazing comment. Alright, let's jump into the summary. Today is going to be a little different. Instead of reading you my summary, I'm going to be reading the back of the book. Since this is an autobiography, I had a little trouble with the summary. Alright, now time for the summary. When Alex Morgan began playing soccer at age 5, she was just a little kid who loved to run, and she was always the fastest on the field. But by the time she was 8 years old, Alex had made up her mind. She was going to be a professional soccer player. She had been setting big goals and achieving them ever since. Play with the U.S. women's national team? Check. Lead the U.S. to Olympic gold? Check. Win the World Cup? Check. She's just getting started. From her beginnings as a driven tomboy from California to her role in the United States victory at the 2015 World Cup, Alex shares what made her who she is today, a role model, a champion, and a new fave of U.S. women's soccer. Wow, even after reading the summary, it makes me want to read the book for almost a fourth time. All right, time for some author information. The author of this book, Alex Morgan, is a World Cup winner and Olympic gold medalist. She has written one other series, The Kicks. I've yet to read this series, but I watched the show that it was turned into, and it was pretty great. Okay, time for the first chapter. Actually, the preface and the note to the reader. This book is a little different, like I said. Preface. Something wasn't right. Actually, something was really wrong. The pain in my right knee was sharp and it wouldn't stop. A minute ago, I'd been a normal 17-year-old with a position on a national soccer team and an athletic scholarship to one of the best colleges in the country. And now I was lying on the field, clutching my knee as if that would make the pain go away. Help, something's not right. I'm hurt, I whimpered to the boy who was kneeling next to me. I think I need some help. Maybe I should have been angry with him, but I was too worried about my knee. I knew he hadn't meant to injure me. I'd been chasing him down when I'd reached him. I tried to block his kick, but he'd faked and cut the ball to avoid me. I tried to cut him in return, but my body had gone right and my knee had gone left. I had felt immediate pain, and as emotions flooded over me, I realized within a millisecond that I couldn't walk. Something was very, very wrong. I tried to focus on something, anything, to take my mind away from the pain. Think positive thoughts, Alex. It's a beautiful day in Southern California. You've just received a soccer scholarship to Cal, and you're playing on a national team. Everything's coming together, and you're going to be okay. My team had been scrimmaging with the men's junior national soccer team when I fell. It was fun, not too serious, but a good way for me to develop as a player and challenge myself. I'd always liked training with boys. Maybe it's because I have two sisters, so being around boys was sort of exciting and different. My dad had always been my biggest supporter, and in fact, he was at practice that day watching me. While I couldn't see him, I assumed he was rushing toward the field to find out what was going on. Despite my pain, I smiled at the thought of him. He always encouraged me, and some of my fondest memories were of practicing with him. "Corners, corners, shoot for the corners," he would say. "Head down, follow the ball into the net." Oh, Dad, I thought, did he really think I didn't know the basics of soccer when I was 16 years old? I owed so much to him. He'd gone to all my games, and we practiced together at least twice a week, sometimes four or five times. We would go across the street to the middle school. If that field was occupied, we would go to Pantera Park. If people were on that field, we'd go to Peterson Park. He never gave up. I couldn't let him down. He wouldn't get mad if I moved on to something else. He never pressured me about soccer, or anything really. But I knew I was poised for something great, and I wanted him and Mom to be proud of me. I wanted to play for Cal. I wanted to feel an Olympic gold medal around my neck. And I wanted to win the World Cup. I had goals, and I was determined to meet them. But first, I had to stand up, get off the field, and figure out what was wrong with my knee. Note to the reader. I've always set goals for myself. Even when I was little, I had hopes, big and small, about everything. They mostly centered around soccer. But to me, soccer is life. It's not just a game. It's a way of thinking, dreaming, being. But you don't have to be a soccer player to have wishes and hopes. You can have objectives no matter what you do. And if there's anything I've learned, it's that you don't have to meet your goals on your first try, or even your 10th. Setting targets and working toward them is what counts. And it's so important to never forget that. When I was lying on that soccer field, so many thoughts were running through my 17-year-old head. But most of them centered on the goals I'd set for myself. I'll talk more about that awful afternoon and what happened in the days and weeks after it, but thinking back on that day, I wish I'd realized that a setback doesn't mean you won't reach your goals someday. I've had so many big bumps in the road in my life, but they've all taught me something. They've shown me how to accept challenges, work hard to overcome them, and in the end, forge a path toward my true purpose. I hope this book helps you discover the many ways that you can go after your dreams. I'm so young that my life is really just beginning, and yours probably is too. But being on the soccer field has taught me some really important life lessons, specifically about setting goals and embracing your passions. I've learned that life can be wonderful if you have the right attitude, work hard, and dream big, and my wish is that reading this will help you set the objectives that will make each day richer and fuller than the last. Alex. This book was so inspiring and had me getting outside taking shots on my own soccer goal, even when it was raining. I loved this book so much I took it with me everywhere to read. To the store, on the way to hang out with my friends, even to my own soccer practices. I can't tell you how much I loved this book. So let's go on to the cautions. Are you ready? Okay. There is nothing to be concerned about in Breakaway. This is a completely clean book for ages 8 and up. Before we move on to the featured author of the episode, I would like to tell you guys about a movie that also has Alex Morgan in it. It's called Alex and Me, and if you really enjoy this book, you will absolutely love this movie. Alright, time for the featured author. Holly Goldberg Sloan! I absolutely love how Holly Goldberg Sloan writes. She has written several books, but let me tell you about a few. Counting by Sevens, which I reviewed on an earlier episode, Short, and which you guys have probably heard about, which I also mentioned in an earlier episode, and Two Night Owl from Dogfish. She now lives in Santa Monica, California with her two sons and husband. Time for some fun facts. Did you know Holly Goldberg Sloan's husband is a writer as well? She was born in Michigan, USA, and spent her childhood living in the Netherlands, Istanbul, and various parts of the USA. Well, that's all for this episode. Make sure to stay tuned next week for my next episode. Make sure to email me at brooksbooks13@gmail.com for book recommendations, or if you want a shout-out.